pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call tonight. The mayor is out on vacation. I need a motion for an excused for the mayor tonight.
I make that motion.
Second.
First and second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Citizens input. This is the time for the meeting. If we have any citizens that would like to address the council, I'll give you up to 5 minutes, and it needs to be related to subjects that are not on the agenda tonight. Have we got any citizens input tonight? Okay. Then we'll go to approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
First and second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous carries. A consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
First and second. Any discussion, further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries unanimous. Okay, 4.1. Marijuana Gardens Moratorium. Catherine, I guess you're leading us off on that one.
All right, thank you. There hasn't been a huge amount of movement at the federal or state level since I last talked to you because we're waiting for the fall elections and the state initiative to be subject to the voters' approval or disapproval on legalizing the recreational use of marijuana, which obviously will impact what we intend on doing with the medical gardens. However, at this point, it's probably appropriate, given that we only have a couple more months left on our six-month moratorium, that the council consider giving some direction to staff as to what it wants to do in the future, because you've got three options, essentially. Well, you've got four options, with one of them, which is to do nothing, which really isn't much of an option at this point. But currently, you have your second six-month moratorium in effect. You have the option under the zoning and land use statutes to extend that moratorium for an additional six-month period on the same basis that you have adopted the two previous moratoriums. That's one option. Another option is to adopt an ordinance that actually sets out some interim zoning regulations for collective gardens. Some jurisdictions have done that. If you wish to do that, then I would suggest you route that through the Planning Commission and have them start with it, because you're going to be looking at where within the city zones you want to allow that and under what conditions. And depending on what direction the council wants to go, that will dictate the terms of those ordinances. It can be as broad as allowing it in any zone to as limited as restricting it to just your industrial zones, like some cities have done. Making it an indoor operation only, no outdoor operations, and a host of other restrictions that are targeted around controlling the attendant possibility of crime associated with those locales, as well as the smell that it might generate and activity and at what hours, etc. So there are lots of tools in your toolbox, as it were, if you want to craft some interim zoning regulations to control collective gardens, but to allow them. Now remember, under the state legislation, we have to allow them. We can't prohibit them. Now the third option that I have seen some jurisdictions take advantage of is a much simpler approach, which is simply inserting into their zoning code that only those land uses that are legal under state and federal law will be allowed in any zone. Obviously, since marijuana in any form, medical or recreational, is still prohibited and illegal under the federal laws, such a provision in your zoning code would constitute a prohibition without outright calling it a prohibition. The only, and I would say right now, from what I've seen, jurisdictions are running about 50-50 between those two approaches. Some of them, a minority, have opted to extend their zoning moratoriums, an additional period awaiting the inevitable conflict between our initiative potentially passing and federal law. That said, what are the risks for the city, depending on which option it decides to pursue? That's not a question I have an easy answer for, because no jurisdiction has as yet been challenged for its medical marijuana restrictions or prohibitions. So I don't have a clear-cut answer. I can just tell you that there are some groups out there who are paying attention, and because the state law says we have to allow them, the one option I discussed about putting in the can't do it if it's prohibited under state and federal law, they may take the approach that that constitutes an outright prohibition and it's not permissible under the state law, but I don't have an answer in terms of what a court would do or has done on that issue. Clearly, you have the ability, and I think a solid position if you wanted to craft interim regulations that restrict where they're allowed but do allow them within the city, and you can certainly look at some examples from other jurisdictions that have opted for that. I think that's probably, from a risk management standpoint, probably the safest, but I'm not ruling out the possibility of just simply referencing state and federal law, obviously from the simplicity approach that appeals. And from a logical standpoint, that appeals, because why would you allow something in your zoning uses that is prohibited outright under federal law? Are there questions?
Questions? No. Comments?
Just extend it, I guess.
I got comments, but a lot of them are my personal thoughts. But I don't know if this is something that we want. We could pass one more moratorium, right?
There is no restriction under state law as to how many moratoriums you can adopt. For instance, Grant County adopted interim zoning regulations under growth management for about 20 years. And nobody challenged it. I am assuming that at some point, if you continued adopting moratoriums, somebody would challenge it based on it being a tool to evade complying with the law rather than actually using it as a tool to study what your options are and to craft those regulations and prevent people from vesting under current zoning laws while you were doing that. That's really what it was intended for. But yes, you could adopt another moratorium. Some jurisdictions are beyond 12-month moratoriums at this point, but nobody's been challenged.
Have we had any requests for anybody to put in a garden?
No.
As far as the city's concerned?
One of the things that might be, you know, from a risk management standpoint, to start building a record showing what kind of work the council has been engaged in on this issue is to refer it to the Planning Commission and have them study what the options are and make a recommendation to the council. That way it would involve work from your planner, it would involve work from your planning agency, essentially, showing that you are making progress towards studying what the best alternatives are. And you could also involve public hearings at that level and get some public input from your community.
Can we start that kind of work and continue with the moratorium?
Sure. And you've still got time on the current moratorium.
I think we got till September on the current moratorium we're on.
And then the Planning Commission and your planner could, you know, review the alternatives between, you know, the two zoning options that I discussed.
My thought is, or probably we should go for another 6 months on that, so at least you know ahead of time what we're thinking here, and then still go ahead and prepare and get some of this ready to go in case something does come up. At least we're prepared to what we can do and what we can't do, and as well as the staff on their direction too. And that'll still give us more time, and we can kind of weigh this with other cities and see how it plays out. And we can take it from there. That'd give us another 8 months to work on this.
Well, and that's a good idea, because if you start the process with the Planning Commission, your planner, and the public right now, by the time your current moratorium comes up for either expiration or renewal, you'll have some information in the record that is going to be able to give you some further guidance and information to base an opinion on about whether to extend or to adopt something at that time.
I think sending it to the Planning Commission would be a good ideal right
yes.
now.
I do too.
Waiting for the state to do something, I think they just found a quick way to release their self from responsibility from it and pawned it off on the cities and counties to do it. So I think that would be a good direction to start with, would be the Planning Commission. At least they could start working on it. I know they'll need some time with the other things that they're working on to look at it.
I agree.
Did I read in the paper that somebody down in Lower Valley or down toward the Tri-Cities passed an ordinance that the city is not allowed to do anything that's contrary to federal law?
Yes.
So that's the other option, right?
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about, mm-hmm. that you can adopt one that prohibits any zoning use that is prohibited under state or federal law.
Okay.
And like I was saying, looking at the numbers out there right now, it seems to be running about 50-50 split between the cities on which option they're selecting.
And that could be something that the Planning Commission could come back with us too, saying that if they don't want to work with it or zone it, that would be an alternative too.
Yeah, I am aware of one city I won't mention that has actually adopted an outright prohibition, and that's clearly violative of state law. So how that will fare over the long term, I have no idea, but I suspect that one will be challenged.
And that's kind of my thought. As far as the federal law is concerned, it doesn't make any provisions for medical marijuana. It still comes under that clause of a federal, it's illegal to have marijuana. And the state's kind of riding in between there on that thing, whether it's legal or whether it isn't. And I think there's some problems there between federal and state that they need to iron out on that portion of it.
There are huge issues there. The last time the federal government looked at the classification of marijuana was in 2006. Since 2006, there have been numerous new studies conducted from the medical profession and field designed towards trying to substantiate the claims about the usefulness of medical marijuana. And so there is new evidence that the pro-marijuana efforts think is relevant and new and justifies reclassifying marijuana from a Class A narcotic, which cannot be prescribed, to a Class 2 narcotic, which can be prescribed. And of course, when you look at the schedule of drugs with the federal act, there are a whole host of drugs currently classified as Class 2 drugs that are arguably more dangerous than marijuana, such as oxycodone and methadone and opium, to name a few. So because of that information, our governor has actually sent a letter to the DEA asking that they reclassify, and several of our legislators have joined in that petition, and several of our cities have joined in that petition. That has not gained any traction that I know of at the federal level yet, but there certainly is movement at the state and local levels to generate a change at the federal level. But we're still in this darned holding pattern.
Like the option to the Planning Committee better. At least whatever decision we make in the long run, we'll have well thought out ideas and information that we can base our decision on. So I'd rather see us do it that way than anything else. If it takes another moratorium, yeah, do it.
Okay, so we've pretty much got a consensus from the council. We'll go ahead and send this to the Planning Commission. Any further questions for Catherine? Okay, we'll go to 4.2, citywide walking path improvements. Terry?
Good evening, council. Tonight, we want to talk a little bit about the opportunity to submit an application for a walk path improvement grant from DOT. We have 9,200 feet of asphalt walk path in the city here. As you can see on this map right here on the overhead, everything in blue is existing. New stuff, this is all the deteriorating, aged, substandard walk path that we have through the city. Follows in behind the schools. This portion of it here has got a lot of wear, a lot of traffic here. So this grant that we're talking about tonight takes in a citywide improvement for the citywide walk path. We've estimated this cost of this 9,200 feet, 12-foot wide asphalt walk path to be $460,000. This will cover aging, deteriorated, substandard asphalt, and it will also take care of your ADA ramps, concrete ramps, where you come to your approaches on. Tonight, we have a chance to submit this, but we're asking council to approve in the 2013 budget cycle the matching funds of $24,000, which increases our chances for funding by submitting some kind of matching funds. So if you have any questions at this time, I'll answer them for you.
I notice you don't have the walk path that goes on the other side of the canal and then over towards Walmart. Is that not in city limits?
It is, but the asphalt that's over there is plenty wide, and the asphalt is not deteriorating. So what you see here is actual deteriorating stuff. What you see in the blue is what we did off of the Main Street project and around Well 3 back out to 13th. So everything in red is what we're looking at, and we wheeled that off to be 9,200 feet.
I notice, I thank you for that correction from 7th to 14th instead of what we had on here earlier. So thank you.
You brought it up. Thank you.
Well, I think that's a small price to pay for, if we can get a grant, at least we've got it headed in the right direction, and as it progresses, we can see what happens from there on out. We need to keep it up once we get it started here.
With that, I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
And the motion is for the $24,000
to approve
matching funds.
Approve the $24,000 in matching funds for the 2013 budget.
Okay, we've got a first and we got a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that passes unanimous. Okay, 4.3, city computer, cell phones, email, and internet policy. Debbie.
She's doing double duty.
Mayor Pro Tem and Council. We provide you an updated policy for use of city computers, cell phones, email, internet, and other communication resources. The purpose of the new policy is to preserve and enhance the integrity of the city equipment. The proposed policy was provided to us by our city attorney and is being used in another community. It reiterates throughout the document that the city reserves the right to review files and documents stored on the city equipment. And the policy covers security issues, use of city equipment, email use, internet use, and city-owned cell phone use. We do, however, encourage the use of the internet and email for legitimate business or professional-related activities for our staff and elected officials. The policy does supersede our old internet and email policy, which was developed when we first started using the internet and email for communications. It was several years old. One item that is very important to remember is that email is a form of written communication, and certain email are public records. We have developed a records retention program with our IT manager for email to meet the state guidelines. Staff met with the council legislative committee, and the policy was reviewed by our IT manager, and we all recommend approval of the new policy. So what I'm asking tonight is that council consider adopting the new policy and procedures as presented. Any questions that I can help you with?
I know we got a few of us got a chance to look at the policy beforehand, and I think it covers everything pretty well, what we need to protect the city. And it'll work very well. Is there any further questions for Debbie?
Thank you.
Okay, I need a motion to adopt the new city computer, cell phone, email, internet, and other communication resource policy and procedures.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Got a first and second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried unanimous. Okay, 4.4, resolution to authorize use of Pioneer Park by the Presbyterian Church. Molly?
Good evening, Council. I am here to ask for the Council approve the resolution to use public property for the Othello First Presbyterian Church. They would like to hold an outdoor worship service on July 29th at Pioneer Park from 8 a.m. to 12 a.m. They will be using the gazebo to house their band, and the members of the church will bring their own chairs and sit in the lawn part of Pioneer Park. So with this, there is no expense to the city of Othello. They do not estimate needing additional staffing, waste receptacles, or porta potties that we use for other resolutions. So, or other city use of city property resolutions. So, we just ask that you approve the resolution to authorize use of city property for the First Presbyterian Church outdoor worship service on July 29th.
Any questions for Molly? Okay. Can I get a motion for the resolution?
So moved.
First?
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? It's carried unanimously.
Thank you.
Okay, 4.5, resolution declaring the existence of an emergency and dispensing with the statutory bidding requirements on well 6. Catherine.
Thank you. The resolution is fairly self-explanatory, but this arises after the repair work done on well 6, and it's a warranty issue currently with the contractor, but in order to get the well back online in a timely manner, we do not have the opportunity to go through a formal public bid process, and so we are asking the council to approve the resolution declaring an emergency situation exists so that we can proceed with getting quotes and get a contractor on site to get the well back online as soon as possible.
Is there any questions for Terry or even Catherine on this? I noticed the crane is set up and ready to go. And
there's equipment moving on site, yes.
And it's getting hot. Need the water.
Yes.
Okay, do I hear...
Can I ask a question here first? I don't know if I should or not, but I don't know if I want to bring this up or not, but did we get that thing ready to go back in the hole, or did we do any work on it at all, or is that kind of holding on that contract to whether we do or whether we don't, and are we just going to go ahead and put it in the hole and get water and then worry about a later date? That's kind of what the impression I get on most of this, that's basically what we're going to do. We're going to just install it as is, and then maybe at a later date we'll come back and pull that again. Is that kind of what we're doing here, actually?
We may have to revisit the seal, the grout plug at the bottom of the well. We have fixed the impellers and the bowls.
The issue. That's what I can't.
Okay.
It was my understanding at one point that the impellers were fixed. It's come to my attention that they're not. However, as is, it was pumping 1,900 gallons a minute. So through the urgency of getting the well back in the hole, It's felt by the well driller and city staff that we can put it back in. It should pump that 1,900 gallons a minute. Now, the urgency is that to go through the process like plugging the hole takes some time with DOE, and our new well driller says that'll be about a 30-day process. So we expedited getting the well back in the hole. It was one other point I missed, but it looks like 7 to 10 days after tomorrow, and we'll be back on with well six. Saturday, we had three wells go off and on at different times, three different wells due to the heat, not a malfunction or mechanical. It was just due to the heat through the breakers. Staff came in, fixed the breakers, put some fans in, and cooled down the well, and it restarted. So we're still right where we were, but we need to get well six on.
Yeah, I just wanted everybody to be aware of what we're doing here so that we get this emergency taken care of, and then if we have to come back and address at a later date, that we're aware of what's going on here.
That's expected.
And I would just add for council that the surety and the original contractor are definitely aware of the status at this point and have been kept in communication regarding what the city intends to do to fix this, and have had the opportunity to intervene if they had elected to do so.
But they have made no attempt at all?
No.
Okay. I know the urgency to get this well back online too, and I had the same questions earlier. Ken and I talked to Heyman about it earlier because I know we're looking at another expense down the fall of pulling that well and doing everything right. But we also need the water right now too.
Right.
And we could still get 1,900 gallons out of that well for the summer.
To back up to Councilmember Kager's question, and then I'm a little deeper today, there's an issue of payment from Holt to Lane, who had the impellers, and that's why it didn't get done, because he hadn't been paid for over 90 days.
Okay.
So do I hear a motion to adopt the resolution declaring an emergency and dispensing with
the... Make that motion.
Second.
First and second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous decision. Okay, that carries. Okay, 4.6, ordinance to amend OMC Chapter 4.24, titled Garage Sales. Debbie.
The ordinance that the proposal to the ordinance that we're showing you tonight is just to add the sentence, all garage sale permits shall be non-transferable and non-refundable to the municipal code. Anybody can come in if you're inside the city limits and you live in the residence. You can buy a yard sale permit for $3. You can have three per year, and they could run for three consecutive days. With adding this language into the ordinance, that'll help our staff with people coming in saying, I got rained out or wasn't able to, I had to go out of town. And we have no way of monitoring the yard sales during the weekend at this time. So we do suggest we recommend that the council carry a motion to adopt the ordinance amending Othello Municipal Code Chapter 4.24, titled Garage Sales, with that one inclusion of that new sentence. Can I answer any questions?
Any further discussion on it? Okay, do I hear a motion to accept the changes to the amending the Othello Municipal Code Chapter 4.24, titled Garage Sales?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
First, second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Unanimous decision. Carries. Any unfinished business? Any new business? I just got one comment. 4th of July, I'd like to really say thank you to the Chamber and the Public Works and Molly. And the 4th of July went off just great here. The park was packed all day long with the different activities going on. Everybody did a wonderful job this year. And the parks were in great shape for all the uses, and it was a great fireworks show at the end of the night to finish off the day. The weather held out for us great. It was wonderful. So really want to thank everybody that participated in that. Okay, any further new business? Okay, mayor's announcements. Reminder, there will be a potluck luncheon to honor Doyle Palmer on Tuesday, July 10th, tomorrow, from 12 to 1:30, located here in council chambers. Please take a moment to have a word with him and congratulate him on his next endeavor. And then on behalf of the Beautification Committee, Ed, is it Aristo?
Yeah.
A lighting representative will be on hand in the council chambers on Wednesday, July 11th from noon till around 3 p.m. to demonstrate prospective lighting for the Main Street Beautification Project. And the police department will be conducting a test of the emergency siren on Wednesday, August 1st at noon. Please be assured that this is not an emergency notification. This is only a test of the siren system.
We've got an ACDC meeting Thursday night, right?
Yes, we also have a ACDC meeting in Ritzville this Thursday. Usually we meet here just right before 5 o'clock to carpool up there. Any further business before the council tonight? Okay, meeting's adjourned.